Eco City Farms is an unlikely place to grow vegetables. Wedged between a water culvert and the railroad tracks, the farm is a green spot in an otherwise bleak landscape, dotted with small homes, strip malls, and car repair shops. Over the past 2 years, the farm has become a magnet for the community, attracting volunteers like Marcy Clark, who homeschools her 4 children. She brings them to Eco City Farms for today's lesson.
It's important that the children understand the connection between the food that they eat, the soil, the air, the pollution, how all of this is connected to their well-being.
The Clark children, Hannah, Caleb, John, and Alston, learn that lesson as they harvest rows of spinach, mustard greens, lettuce, Swiss chard, and carrots.
You know, it's good for the earth and it's good for us.
It may not be like fun, but like it's fun because you're like learning and you're like doing something, not like just writing something out on a piece of paper.
Basically, instead of feeling down when I have to eat vegetables, I feel happy. They do good things from the top of your head to your feet.
I like coming out here, you know, you connect with, you know, the earth, you know, where your food comes from. You appreciate food a little bit more. Be a little bit less wasteful because you know how long it takes to grow it.
Eco City Farms cultivates that connection in a working class neighborhood with limited access to fresh food. Rates of obesity are high here, and residents are at greater risk for a diet-related disease. Founder Margaret Morgan Hubbard says the farm is an oasis where a healthier lifestyle can take root.
Our view is that what happens in a community influences the culture of that community. So our idea was growing food in a community and showing that you can have farms, even in urban areas, redefines what's possible in that area, in that community, and brings people together.
Morgan Hubbard wants neighbors to take away more than vegetables when they leave.
Every piece of what we do here is a demonstration to show people everything about how to have a sustainable community.
That means not only farming food and raising chickens and bees, but improving the soil with homegrown compost. 16 chest-high wooden bins are filled with worms deployed to turn food waste into compost. Benny Ahrens manages this labor force and sees it as another teaching moment.
When people come and look at this, obviously we show them a technique how to take food waste and bring the food back from being food to composted and then use it on the farm, back to growing vegetables and back to people, and it's basically closing the loop.
Eco City Farms is an off-the-grid experimental operation that gets its electricity from solar panels. It heats its greenhouses using a geothermal system of buried tubes that pumps ground temperature air into the structures, allowing vegetables to be grown year-round. So once a week, all winter long, neighbors like Chris Moss and her 3 children bicycle to the farm to pick up a share of the harvest. 5-year-old Owen reaps the benefits.
I like eating the vegetables.
And if you can get a 5-year-old to like vegetables, there's hope for the future.
Bye, guys.
From Eco City Farms in Edmundston, Maryland, I'm Roseanne Skirbel.